Archers for the week 1st to 6th February 2004.
Bruce hoping to beef up Jack's recovery.
A nice piece of topside.
From our Herefords.
Very nice.
We thought you'd probably have enough flowers already.
Oh, look at them all.
People have been very good. Now, let me take that.
Oh, thanks. We were so shocked to hear what had happened.
I know, it's awful. Excuse me, I'll pop it in the kitchen.
Just very unfortunate, that's all. Oh, sit down, Ruth.
I can only stay a moment.
Shall I put the kettle on while I'm out there?
Not for me, thanks.
Jack?
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to be hopping to the bathroom again.
Oh, look, your cushion slipped.
It's all right, Peggy. I can see to it.
But it's easier if I do it. Oh, Ruth, can you take this meat again?
Right.
I'm not helpless.
Now, you know what the doctor said. You've got to keep your leg raised.
Oh, would it help if I put this in the fridge?
Ah, there we are. No, it's all right. Now, is that comfortable, Jeff?
Fine, thank you.
Right. Now, can I have it?
There.
Ah, it's going straight in the freezer. To make a nice roast for next weekend.
So, how are you?
Oh, not too bad.
If you don't want a full cup, how about half a cup, Jack?
Yes, all right.
The more fluid you take, the better. He's on antibiotics.
Peggy?
The meat's dripping.
Oh.
Don't let it get on the carpet.
Oh, goodness, whoever now.
Do you want me to give...
No, it's all right.
I'm afraid Peggy's rather upset about what's happened.
I'm not surprised. It's been horrible for both of you.
Oh, a piece of bad luck, that's all. Now, I'm more interested in your news.
News? No, I haven't really got any.
Oh, hello.
Hiya.
Jill called in this morning. She said you've got a buyer.
Oh, for Woodbine, yeah. They're a young couple who work in Selfisham, the Baileys.
Oh, what beautiful flowers.
Is that Roy?
Yeah.
They must go straight into a vase.
I was hoping Caroline had sent him over.
Do you want me to take that out?
Oh, please.
Roy! He should have the shortlist.
I won't be a moment.
Roy! For the new chef.
Oh, at Great Gables.
Mm. Caroline and I have talked it all through over the phone.
Afternoon, Mr. Woolley.
Hi.
I'm just taking this into the kitchen.
Oh, is that smashing joint for us?
Oh, I guess so.
Oh, kind of you. Funnily enough, Ruth just brought us some meat as well.
Oh, no, hang on.
It makes a nice change from flowers, doesn't it?
Actually, Jack,
you can have too many, can't you? We're starting to feel like a florist in here.
I'll take it through, Roy. I've got to be going anyway.
Oh, well, thanks.
There now, Jack. Look what Roy's brought us. Have you ever seen such a beautiful bouquet?
Shook.
Shh. Keep still.
I've got an itch.
I can't paint you if you keep moving.
It's a really itchy itch.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. It's the itchiest itch I've ever had.
There. Now scratch. But try and hold your position. We have a lot more to get through.
I think it's absolutely outrageous.
It sounds pretty careless.
More than careless. He was a complete novice, and no one was supervising him.
It was just one of those things.
If the shoot had been run properly, it would never have happened.
Roy hasn't come to hear us grumble.
It's all right.
We've given him enough trouble as it is.
Of course we have. I should have asked, how are you getting on?
Oh, at the ball? I'm fine.
It's so good of you to cover. I simply had to move back at once.
Of course.
Asking you was Caroline's suggestion. Hope it hasn't been too much of an upheaval.
No, not at all. There's only tonight and tomorrow lunchtime to do now.
Is that when Sid and Jolene come back?
Oh, supposed to be. The fella says they've been having a great time.
I wonder if motherhood has calmed Lucy down.
Yeah. Well, people have said that she was a bit of a handful, but I don't remember her that much.
And what's happening at Grey Gables while you're at the ball?
Oh, Linda and Trudy are filling in for me.
Oh, I hope I'm not causing too much trouble.
No, not at all. To tell you the truth, makes a nice change working in a pub.
All the disruption that stupid man's caused.
Oh, there's no need for you to worry. The farm's great. She does most of the work. You're the one who's had it bad, Mr. Woolley.
It could be a lot worse.
He's been in a great deal of pain since Friday.
I can imagine.
I'm all right, Peggy. The painkillers are really starting to work.
He's on those. He's on antibiotics. They've given him a walking stick. But he still can't take even a few steps
comfortably. Peggy, sounds awful.
And I keep thinking, what if he'd been standing any closer to the gun?
What's done is done. There's no point in going over it. Oh,
what's the matter?
Nothing.
Oh, the stool's slipping again, isn't it?
It's all right.
Let's straighten it up.
Do you want me just to leave the shortlist?
I can manage.
Well, why don't you look it over later, then ring Caroline with any last thoughts?
There. Yes, that might be best.
No, I'd rather go through the shifts with you now.
Perhaps it's not convenient for Roy.
It'll take my mind off the leg.
Oh, it's fine with me. Hayley's gone to see her parents with Phoebe all day.
Oh.
Yeah, and the major lunchtime rush has just finished, so...
It'd put my mind at rest if we settle who's coming to interview.
And I can drop in at Grey Gables afterwards. Tell Caroline what you think.
As long as it doesn't take too long.
Oh, shouldn't do.
Peggy, you said you were making a cup of tea.
I'm on my way. And don't let him exhaust himself.
No, don't worry.
Peggy.
This has really knocked him for six.
Sousa or Raza?
Shush.
Who's the main influence this time?
This is coming from me, not from any of my heroes.
But is it abstract or figurative? Come on, you've got to give me some clue. What sort of style is it?
None at all if you don't keep still.
But I'm bored.
This phase is critical. Stay there. But... I'll get it. You're not to move a muscle. Not one muscle.
Yes, boss.
Why?
Hiya, is Usheng?
Yes, forgive me being rude. You're not moving, are you?
No.
Thanks.
Can't leave her on her own.
Is anything the matter?
Ha! Caught you.
Cramp. That's all. I had to stand up.
You were trying to sneak a look.
No. Well, maybe. But you were too quick.
Good. You're not seeing this until it's finished.
Sorry, am I interrupting?
It's all right, we're done.
No, we're not. I need another 5 minutes.
A joke?
Do you mind, Ruth?
No.
This is an important session. I want to capture Usha and her own surroundings. Well, go on, sit down again.
We can't keep Ruth hanging around.
But don't mind me. I've only come to sort out the salsa tomorrow.
You see?
And I'll be fascinated to watch a real artist in action.
So, you want Caroline to decide on a day for the interviews and invite these five?
That's it.
And if any of them can't make it, you'd like, who is it? Glenn Andrews as a standby.
I agree with Caroline. He looks the best of the rest.
Well, that's everything then.
Though, if you want me to go back through the CVs to double check...
No, that's great, Mr. Woolley.
I only wish I could be more help.
You've done plenty. You must be exhausted.
I expect I'll be much better in a few days.
Well, let's hope so.
Most disappointing thing is our holiday.
Yeah?
We can't go to the Canaries now.
Oh, that's a shame.
I'm going to rebook as soon as you're well enough.
Oh, good idea.
Out of the way.
You're ready for a break.
Ben!
It's the trolley.
Get out! He was under my feet in the kitchen as well. Get out!
I better get off then.
I'm sorry, Roy. I'm just... Won't you stay for some tea?
No, I'd best be getting back.
I can leave the easel until Thursday.
I'd rather you left the painting as well.
I know, that's why it's the first thing I put in the car.
She's got no patience, this girl.
Well, wouldn't you be the same?
I expect so.
Two more sittings and it'll be finished. Then you can see.
I don't know if I'm looking forward to it or dreading the moment.
You should dread, I think. Best to err on the side of caution.
Well, that's encouraging.
I think that's everything. And you promise, Ruth?
Not one word.
Until Thursday, then I'll ask see myself out.
Bye, Shook.
Bye. See you, Ruth. You're on your honour.
I know. So, what time are we meeting up?
Mm-hmm.
For the drink before salsa.
What's it like?
Salsa? Oh, it's a sort of Latin American dance with...
Ruth!
You heard me promise. I can't tell you anything.
You don't have to go into detail. Just give me a general idea.
I'm on my honour.
Do I look fat? Well, come on, I'd do the same for you.
Well,
is it flattering? Awful?
Very, striking.
Striking?
I remind you, I was surprised by the handcuffs.
What?
Symbolic of your legal connection, I suppose.
Ruth Archer, will you stop winding me up and tell me the truth? Now, if I put the car around
you... I don't want it, Peggy.
Why not have a nap? You look exhausted.
If I nap now, I'll never get to sleep tonight.
What about if I just lay it across?
I don't want it, Peggy.
Very well. I'll leave it here in case you change your mind later.
There's no need to keep worrying about me. I'm all right.
No, you're not.
My leg feels a little easier this afternoon.
I can see how much pain you're in.
Oh, that's only to be expected. I'm sure it won't be so bad in a day or two.
I'm not sure having so many visitors helps.
It takes you out of yourself.
It wears you out, more to the point.
Oh, I know I've been driving you crazy.
No, you haven't. I only wish you weren't so het up, that's all.
The only reason I'm het up is because...
I know.
I can't help it, Jack. It might very well have been much worse.
I know. But it wasn't. No real harm done.
Oh, you're such a kind man. And a brave one. I know you don't want to take any action over what's happened.
Oh, there's nothing to take any action for.
There certainly is. And it infuriates me that the one person who should have called round hasn't dared show his face yet.
The chap who shot me was very apologetic.
Not him. Greg Turner.
Oh, perhaps he feels too awkward. Helen says he feels terrible about what happened.
Nice of him to tell her and not us.
It wasn't really his fault.
Of course it was.
Ugh. There's no sense in going over it all the time.
If he'd done his job properly, it simply wouldn't have happened.
Please, Peggy, can we leave it?
Sorry.
Look, why not sit down and read the paper?
I'm not in the mood.
You've been running around all day.
I'll find something to do.
Maybe if you relax, I'll feel more comfortable.
I'm sorry, Jack. I just hate seeing you like this.
It's all right.
When I do see Greg, I'm going to give him a real peace of my mind.
Sid and Jolene have an unexpected homecoming.
Last Friday.
Oh, that's awful.
For heaven's sake.
He got a load of pellets stuck in his leg.
Oh.
Is he in hospital now?
No. No, he went to casualty, but they didn't keep him in.
Oh, poor old Jack.
No, I called in yesterday. He says he's all right.
Oh, he'd no idea.
He's obviously in a lot of pain.
Of course he is.
That's appalling. Well, any accident at his time
exactly.
of life.
Exactly.
Well, mind you, it could have been worse. Shot could have gone anywhere.
That's no comfort.
And this idiot you're talking about shouldn't have been left alone with a gun in the first place, eh? There's no excuse on a properly organised shoot.
No, of course not.
You want to hear what Mrs. Woolley says about it?
Well, that must have been so frightening for her.
Well, she's furious about Greg Turner.
Yeah, he's really slipped up, hasn't he?
Oof, big time. So, that's why I'm here.
And you've been covering all weekend.
Well, Mrs. Woolley moved straight back to the lodge.
Oh, that's very decent of you.
Oh, that's no problem. Oh, Fallon should be back soon. She just nipped into college. Didn't think we'd be back for a while.
No, we got out of the airport sharpish.
Hey, how was New Zealand?
Well, great. But what thing to come back to?
Yeah. Look, if you want to get off, Roy...
No, no, it's all right.
I mean, we'll manage from here.
Yeah, and thanks a lot for helping out.
Yeah, I'll get the bar ready and you go upstairs, love.
No, no, it's okay. I'll do lunchtime. You must be shattered.
What? We can't ask you to do that, not on your birthday.
Well, it's all clear with Grey Gables. And I'm here in plenty of time to open that up. Honestly.
Are you sure?
It seems such an imposition.
Oh, hardly. With what better place to spend my birthday than a pub?
David!
Hold on!
I think we're going to need more soy meal.
Oh, typical. Have you seen the prices?
No.
Still, need the protein from somewhere. Are you putting the order in now?
Just finishing it off. Just the TB to happen now when prices have gone through the roof.
No, I haven't got much choice, unfortunately. This'll be all right, won't it, for the bulls?
Fine. Once you've littered it down.
Well, give me a chance. I've only just moved the heifers.
When are we bringing them over?
Probably not till next week, but I thought I'd clear the muck up while I had half an hour. It's not ideal, but, you know, needs must.
Still seems funny not sending the bull calves off.
I know. So we're going to make the best of a bad job. This is how things might be from now on.
It won't go on forever.
Won't it? Some farms have had TB restrictions for years.
Oh, don't.
All we can do is get our heads down and crack on.
And hope the beef market comes back by the time this lot's ready.
All the old cows, you mean?
It's going to flatten the market for a bit, getting rid of the OTMs.
Well, with a bit of luck, the worst will be over by the time I sell it.
Well, let's hope so. Right, I'll get the order off.
OK. Oh, can you get some more ewe nuts too?
OK. Oh, by the way, you've remembered this evening, haven't you?
Why, what's happening?
Well, you're supposed to be putting the kids to bed. Lucia and I are salsing.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, before you burn up the dance floor, can you ask her if the Grundy's rental agreement's ready yet?
That's it. Oh,
Yeah, put more weight on me.
No, that's enough.
Try to reach the sideboard, Jack.
I just want to sit down.
Yeah. Well, come on then. Oh. There we are. You did very well.
Oh,
it's a shame you didn't go a little bit further.
My leg's too sore, Peggy.
Yeah, not doing badly. If it only happened on Friday.
The district nurse said he should try to move around more.
It's not her leg that's hurting.
Now, let's get it properly raised.
I'm all right.
It's difficult getting your balance, isn't it? When you can't put your weight down.
Oh, there we are. Now, if I just...
Oh, sorry.
He'd be better off if he did his exercises.
Peggy.
The physiotherapist told him to wiggle his toes round and paddle his foot up and down.
Sid doesn't want to know.
No, I don't mind.
That'll stop the swelling in his ankle. But Jack won't do it.
So, you had a good time in New Zealand, then?
Oh, yes. Marvellous.
I thought you would.
Oh, sit down, Sid.
Yeah, it was terrific. Well, the only thing that spoilt it was hearing your news when we got back.
Well, it was very kind of you to come round so quickly.
I wanted to see how you are.
And thanks for the present. Oh, Peggy, where have you...
It's on the sideboard.
Oh.
Some of the Maoris are very skilled carvers. Yeah, that figure's supposed to provide protection.
Oh, I wish I'd had it last week.
Well,
it,
yes.
Looks more like a fertility symbol to me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I didn't quite realise what it was till after we bought it.
And how's Lucy?
Okay, very well. And little Matthew's an absolute smasher.
Is he?
How old is he now?
Almost a year. Don't know if you'd be interested. We printed off a few photos while we was over there.
Oh, let's see.
You're not too tired, Jack?
No.
Don't worry, it won't stay long.
Oh, it's not you. But we had so many visitors.
I want to know how Sid and Jolene got on.
Well, I haven't brought many. Now, this is us all together. Me, Lucy, Duncan and Matthew.
Oh, goodness. Lucy looks so grown up.
Yeah. 32 now. Oh, it makes me feel ancient.
Oh, Peggy, isn't Matthew gorgeous?
Oh, he's got a lovely expression.
Well, there's some better ones here. These were taken in Auckland itself.
Duncan's quite a size, isn't he?
And it's all muscle. This is at Waitemata Harbour.
Oh, it looks beautiful.
Yes, it is. Now, Lucy always insisted on being photoed with a dear old dad. Spoils a view, I reckon.
Well, where's Jolene? Isn't she in any of them?
No, well, that's the trouble. She's so good with the camera, I couldn't tear her away from it.
You're not tempted to take the night off?
No, we want to get straight back in the swing. Oh, one spritzer.
Thanks. Lucy should be here in a minute.
And then you're going on dancing. Very nice. Oh, ta.
So they gave you the full works when you arrived?
Only stopped short of turning O's on us. But we had to do a questionnaire. They went right through our baggage, checked our shoes, everything.
It's not a bad policy.
Well, they're very strict on stopping any plant or animal contamination getting in.
What did you make of the place?
Oh, fabulous.
Thanks.
Some things took a bit of getting used to, like the money.
Yeah?
Oh, the notes are sort of waxy. They don't tear. But the scenery is fantastic.
Yeah, I've seen it in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Well, there's so much space, no one around. Like, the biggest motorway, Highway 1, it's got two lanes, not much traffic, and kids playing rugby over it.
Try that on the M6.
Oh, and they've got a brilliant house.
Lucy and Duncan?
Oh, they've done it up beautifully. He's really handy and dad-friendly.
What did you make of Lucy?
Oh, well, you can't have everything, can you?
That bad.
Well, I don't know how much Sid picked up, so don't say out.
Of course not.
But she was, how can I put it? Prickly?
No change there, then.
Well, so people say. I mean, if Everett were just me and Sid talking, she'd barge right in, ignore me, and march him off somewhere.
What a pain.
And little Matthew's gorgeous. But whenever I tried cuddling him, she took him straight off me.
Her problem, not yours.
Oh, I know. All the same. Oh, now then, Roy.
Oh, a pint of lager and a white wine, please.
Come on up. And don't insult me by getting your money out. This is a very small thank you.
Oh, cheers.
I mean it. You and Ailey are welcome to have your birthday meal here on us.
I didn't know. Happy birthday. Oh,
thanks. We're just having a quick drink here, then we're off for an Indian.
Where are you going?
Star of Bombay, and then maybe onto a club.
And I hope you have a great time. You deserve it.
All systems go in the Clammons. Put your wallet away, Roy. You're not paying for those.
I've
already told him that.
Oh, well, then have a pack of crisps.
No, it's all right. But thanks for the drinks anyway, yeah?
Enjoy yourselves.
Yeah, we will.
Oh, he's a good lad.
Now then, Ruth, what's this Frieda tells me? Someone buying Woodbine?
Fingers crossed, looks like it.
Who's that?
The Bealeys. They work in Felpisham. In banking, I think.
Felpisham?
Yeah. Apparently, they're going to commute.
Oh, that's a pity in a way, isn't it?
What?
Well, I would mind going to someone outside the village when folks like Roy and Ailey are desperate.
Well, obviously, I'm sorry for
I didn't mean... I know Woodbine's out of their league.
You have to take whatever offer you get these days.
That's it. It's been on the market a while. We were worried it wasn't going to sell at all.
All right, I'm coming. Oh.
Evening, Mrs. Woolley.
So you've finally turned up.
Oh.
You've left it long enough, haven't you?
I wasn't sure. I did ask Helen to pass on that...
And I expect you're only here now to find out what's going to happen.
Sorry?
You don't know how lucky you are. You know we could take legal action if we wanted.
Well, yes, I suppose so.
For gross negligence on your part.
I see. And are you?
Oh, don't worry, we're not going to.
Oh.
But only because it's family.
Right, thanks.
Not for your sake.
No.
To spare Brian and Jenny, that's all. But as far as I'm concerned, you deserve to be prosecuted.
Look, Mrs. Woolley, I only wanted to see how your husband is. I brought him something.
Well, he's too tired now. We've had a stream of visitors.
Peggy, who is it?
It's all right. I've explained how tired you are.
But who is it?
It's Greg, Mr. Woolley.
Oh, come through, Greg.
Oh. Mrs. Woolley?
I suppose you'd better, but be quick.
Thanks. Evening, Mr. Woolley. I didn't want to disturb you.
Ah.
I just wanted to see how you're getting along.
That's kind of you.
He's not staying. He knows you're exhausted.
Oh, yes, I won't keep you.
It's all right. It's good of you to come.
I just... Well, I mean... Well, how are you, first of all?
On the mend.
That's good.
He's in a great deal of pain. He can't even walk round the room on his own.
Oh. What did the doctor say?
I'll be fine in due course.
They don't know that, and neither do you, Jack. It should never have happened.
No, of course not. And, you know, I really am sorry.
Don't worry. Ian and Peggy are taking excellent care of me.
Anyway, I've brought you something.
Oh.
Helen chose the chocolates. She'll call in again tomorrow.
And whiskey.
Yes, I thought it might be welcome.
Well, you were wrong. Jack's on antibiotics.
Oh, yes. I should have thought.
Perhaps you should.
It's a very nice gesture.
I'm sorry. Maybe you can have it when you're better. Stupid of me.
Greg, it's all right. Oh, there's nothing you could have done about the accident.
Well, I should have made sure someone was with that chap.
Brian says that's what he asked you to do.
Yes, he did. The trouble was, I had so much on my plate.
I hope you're not going to make excuses.
No, not at all.
Peggy, it could have happened to anyone.
Well, that's just it. I know it shouldn't have.
Quite.
I keep thinking, if only I'd said something to Will. Or George, you would have kept an eye.
Well, of course he would.
Stop worrying. What's done is done. I'm not moaning, am I?
No. Well, that's very good of you.
Everyone's entitled to make a mistake now and then.
It's a mistake.
And if I'm not angry with you, there's no reason for you to feel bad about yourself, is there?
Alistair's got a confession to make.
Hold still, hold still.
Hold a hand.
Just a little more. That's it. No, I've finished.
Well done.
Baxter's never keen on worming. How are you, boy?
Darling, you haven't seen our bank statement, have you?
Oh,
I can't find it. It was on the kitchen table.
Was it?
I was going to write the cheque for Daniel's school trip, but after that cash card business last week...
Oh, I know what must have happened. I was sorting out some paperwork last night, mostly advertising bump from the drugs companies. I ended up throwing most of it away.
And you think you've...
Yeah, I must have done. Sorry.
Alistair, I want to make sure we've got enough cash in the account.
Oh, don't worry. I'm bound to be near the school in the next day or two. I'll just drop them in a cheque.
Take numbers, yes. Throughput, that's right.
Has he done a good job?
Oh, yeah, spot on with all our business details.
Well, he said he knew what he was on about.
It's not Nick Henderson I'm worried about. It's Tom's statement of support.
What's the matter with him?
Yeah, he's pitching it a bit strong, that's all. Major new product lines. He means a few spicy sausages.
That's how they talk.
And if it helps with the planning application...
Oh, don't worry. I'm putting it in with the rest of the forms.
Sooner we get them sent off, the sooner we can start making some firm plans.
Susan, we've got to send this lot to the planning department first.
I know.
Plus, we've still got to sort out the bank loan to get the application processed.
Oh, it's going to be worth it, though.
Yeah. I wonder if the changes they're planning will have any effect on us.
What do you mean?
What Nick was saying, the government planning to loosen things up a bit.
Oh, yeah. Hello, love.
Oh, I didn't think we were seeing you this evening.
Oh, Greg's dragged Will out at the last minute.
Huh? What for?
Looking for foxes again.
Well, they were out last night, weren't they?
Yeah, but Will says Greg's been really picky all the time, checking everything again and again. Oh, well, you'll only have your dad for company tonight.
Why? Where are you going?
A PCC meeting. Oh, and I'm running late.
Hang on a minute, Mum. Haven't you got time to hear a bit of good news?
No, this is the first of the lecterns we're putting to the meeting.
Oh, that's nice.
The American White Oak, that is.
Very simple, isn't it?
No. What do you make of this one?
Oh, it's very different. Oof, I'm not sure.
Oh, good and solid. It's beech.
Oh, my notebook. It's on the fridge.
I can see why you like it.
Mm. Yeah, we're spoilt for choice, aren't we, Bert?
Yeah.
Well, I know which chairs I'm going to vote for. I'm not so sure about the lectern.
Well, you want one that commands attention. He should look sort of, you know, imposing.
Well, any objection if I change the agenda slightly when the others get here?
Oh, is this to tell us how the fair trade stall's doing?
No, the Rural Homelessness Project.
Oh.
It's on the agenda already?
Yeah, I know. I just want to move it up a little.
Oh, I see.
I want to make sure we don't run out of time to discuss it. It's open!
Well, I don't mind, as long as we get to decide on the replacement furniture this evening.
Oh, naturally. Chris?
Oh, whatever you think's best.
Good.
Sorry.
Well, that's all right.
Didn't mean to be late.
Oh, we haven't started yet.
We're still waiting for Shula.
Oh, well, if we've got
to... Go on, sit down, Susan, catch your breath.
Well, I promised Emma I'd ask you something.
Oh, go ahead.
I know it's probably very inconvenient, Alan, but, is there any chance of bringing Emma's wedding forward a day?
Oh.
Shows they must have thought something of you when you worked there.
Elizabeth said they'd been feeling guilty since she gave me a quote last week.
Oh. Even with the discount, it was way, way too pricey.
That's why they came up with this.
Yeah, and they're not charging anything.
No. I mean, well, it's only the one room.
Oh, that's all you need.
Well, yeah, and reception rooms are pretty massive. And I guess they'll let us take photos in the grounds.
It's very good of them.
We've just got to keep our fingers crossed that Alan says yes.
Then it's got to be the Friday.
Oh, they can't let us have Low Loxy for free on a Saturday. That's when they do their best business.
Well, I'm sure Alan won't mind.
And of course it means we've still got to organise the catering ourselves.
Oh, well, we've talked about this. Your mum and Clary could still do it.
No.
They won't mind.
Dad, it's supposed to be a special day for them too.
Well, is it? I hadn't realised.
It's going to be even better now, the reception's at Lower Loxley. So I want Mum to relax and really enjoy herself.
Well, I hope I've explained that properly. I'm not saying let's slap a homeless hostel right down in the middle of Ambridge.
Of course not.
Or in Darrington, Edgeley or Pennyhasset for that matter. In fact, I've no particular location in mind yet.
But you said locally.
In this part of Borsetshire, yes. And in the countryside.
I'm sorry, Alan, I can't agree.
Well, look at the possibilities before you make any decisions, Chris.
No, I'm afraid I simply don't think it's a good idea.
Look, we have a duty to help the homeless.
But not like this.
What's wrong with a hostel?
There aren't many homeless people round here anyway.
Well, no, not in any one place, maybe, but when you look at all the villages together...
I know there've been some problems in Darrington.
The young people got the towns, not the countryside, Ellen.
Absolutely. It'd be a waste of time putting up a hostel round here.
Exactly. Homelessness is as much a rural problem as an urban one. It's worse, maybe, if you consider the lack of facilities.
Perhaps we should look at what's happening in other dioceses.
But when you say homeless... You're really talking about drug addicts, aren't you?
No, not necessarily.
Well, most of the ones you see on the streets is on summit, even if it's only alcohol.
I'm not denying, Bert. There's often links between homelessness and drugs.
And once they hear there's free accommodation going,
they'll flock to it. It'll be like a magnet.
I think you're exaggerating.
Well, that's why I'm saying we should look at what other churches have done.
Once a place gets a wrong sort of reputation, it goes downhill very quickly.
That's true. There's parts of Ollerton you don't go through, Nick.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but as soon as druggies move in, crime goes rocketing.
Susan, if you support people when they're trying to come off drugs, you get less crime in the long run.
Yes, but the long run's no good to us now, is it?
I think what Alan's trying to say is that if they don't have to steal to feed their habits...
But What if that doesn't work? We'll get break-ins, vandalism.
Prices plummeting. You don't want that, do you?
No. Well, I'm more concerned about what it'll do to our own youngsters.
Hang on a minute. Are we really saying we're not going to do anything to help the homeless?
Look, what I'm saying is, I'm worried about the effect a hostel will have on Christopher and his friends.
Quite right.
I mean, what if it gets them into drugs?
Oh, we've had enough of them problems in Ambridge already.
But Alan's point is, if we help people come off drugs,
it brings the wrong sort into the area.
The wrong sort?
The next thing you know, you'll have travellers moving in.
Yeah, and once you get break-ins, decent folk move out.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
We ought to keep this to a discussion of the hostel.
That's what I'm doing, talking about what'll happen if we have one nearby.
So what do we do for these poor kids? Sit on our hands?
Oh, Alan, I don't think anyone's saying that.
When I had that lad staying with me, he really wanted to come off drugs, but there was nothing for him round here. Nowhere to go, no support.
You did your best,
We were desperate for professional help, away from the dealers who pushed him back into trouble.
Yes, and they'd only start coming here if they thought there was someone to sell to.
With respect. Surely Luke's the perfect example, Alan. You did everything you could for him.
I did precious little.
Well, isn't that the point? Very often these people don't want to be helped.
These people? Luke wasn't these people.
Alan.
He was a young, vulnerable lad. Just like your Christopher, Susan.
He was nothing like my Christopher.
Like any number of young folk around here, a bit mixed up, needing help, not condemnation.
Perhaps this isn't...
All he wanted was some understanding, somewhere safe to stay, and we completely failed him.
You gave him all those things, but it obviously wasn't enough for him.
Then we have to do more! Charity is at the very heart of what brings this church together.
Of course it is, but...
And if we've forgotten that, St. Stephen's has no right to consider itself a Christian community.
I don't think we're going to settle this tonight, are we?
Obviously not.
Look, can I suggest we leave it for another time? Perhaps give everyone a chance to cool off and think about it for a while. Yeah, I agree.
Fine. if we've done with item two, can we move on to the lectern?
Make your loft the heart of your home. Who wants to do that?
Honestly, the idea's in some of these magazines.
Mum's got loads of them, hasn't she?
Oh, she says she's looking for inspiration.
She driving you crackers about the new house?
No.
Bet she is. All this dress-up-your-bathroom stuff. Not your sort of thing, is it, Dad?
Oh, I like your mum to have dreams. Always have done. It's one of the things I love about her. Well, you asked. She's not like me, happy to plod along the same old way all the time.
There's nothing wrong with you.
But it's your mum who adds the sparkle. That's why I want this dream to come true for her.
Do you think it will?
I hope so. There's a lot of hurdles, but at least we're heading the right way.
Dad?
Hmm?
You know what you were saying about the cost of the planning thing?
Yeah. Sounds like a racket to me. You pay out thousands of pounds, but there's still no absolute guarantee you'll get permission.
How about if instead of going to the bank to borrow it...
Oh, no. Hold on, love. Hold on.
Go on. I'll lend it to you.
No way.
Why not? You can pay me back when you sell this place.
That's very nice of you, but no.
But stupid. My compensation money's just sitting there doing nothing.
You leave it in your account. There'll be plenty of other calls on it.
But this makes sense. If you get a loan from the bank, they'll charge you loads of interest.
We're prepared for that.
But if you borrow it from me, you only have to give me a little bit back. You know, just what it would have got in savings.
It's your money, Emma.
No, listen. Right, anything you save, you can spend on my wedding instead.
I see. That's your plan, is it?
Go on, Dad. Well, at least say you'll think about it.
Oh, I'll clear up, sure. You get on.
Oh, it's all right. I'm not in a rush. Daniel's staying with a friend, and Alistair said he's going to be out till late.
All right.
He always seems to be on call at the moment. He grumbles about the new practice taking his business, but he's been busier than ever lately.
Go on, then. Out of 10.
Hmm?
How big a fool did I make of myself?
You didn't.
Oh, I know I did.
Well,
the rest of the committee couldn't wait to get away when the meeting finished. You know you're in trouble when they don't touch the chocolate digesters.
Everyone was happy about the lectern and the chairs, and collecting for the Columbian Street charity.
Oh, it's a good choice for a Lenten project. I just wish we could show more concern closer to Ambridge. Not one of my most popular ideas, the homeless project.
The discussion did get a little heated.
Oh, my fault. It's like my dad used to say, lose your temper and you lose the argument.
So are you going to shelve the idea for a little while?
Oh, no, no, no. The idea's fine. That was the way I went about presenting it that was wrong.
Oh.
Whatever the rest of the committee thinks just now, I'm going to take it a lot further.
What's unsettling Frieda?
If we have the mothering up pens this side as usual.
Ooh, these hurdles will take some service.
Yeah, well, they'll do another one.
Well, if you want to hold them and hold tight.
Yep, fair enough.
Oh, and am I still all right for this afternoon?
What time do you need to be off?
Well, about two's when I said I'd pick Frieda up.
Yeah, fine, we'll be finished in here long before then.
Well, I'll take some silage out to the young stock before I go.
Please. That's good enough.
Oh, well, I mean, it'll be a nice break for her.
You taking her shopping?
Well, she's been on at me to go into Borchester for quite a while.
Is she after something special?
No, no, just a break from work, really. She's had a difficult few weeks at the Bull.
Really? I hadn't realised.
Here, let me.
Thanks.
Yeah, better you do it.
Hold on. Okay, tie away.
Yeah, first she was answering to Mrs. Woolley and Fallon, then Mrs. Woolley goes off.
Oh, yeah.
Suddenly Roy Tucker's giving the orders.
I'd be surprised if Roy gave her a hard time. He's a decent bloke.
Oh, that's not the point. It's the extra responsibility loaded on her.
Oh, I'm with you. Right, here's the gate next. Can you give us a...
right up. What? Yeah, she was running that kitchen on her own, more or less. Till things jolly and come back.
That's it. Well, she seemed cheerful enough a couple of times I looked in.
Ah, well, that's my Frieda for you. Just like a gannet.
Sorry?
Calm and graceful on the surface, paddling away furiously underneath.
You don't mean a swan?
Boy, what did I say?
Doesn't matter. Can I have the twice?
Yeah. Mind you, she's not the only one feeling unsettled.
Right.
Do you hear a bit of the PCC meeting?
Push the top of it a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, should have said it was quite lively. I thought that Alan might have his work cut out for him.
Yeah, it was all pretty bad-tempered, to tell the truth. Well, he didn't like it one bit.
Doesn't sound like the PCC.
Well, I have a lot of time for Alan, Franks. But in respect to Vicar, who stands up for what he believes in.
He does that all right.
But he needs to learn some tact. Otherwise, he's going to put a lot of folks' backs up round here.
You sure?
Of course.
Oh, that seems really cheeky.
It's nothing of the sort.
I only came to see how Mr. Woolley's doing.
Well, you weren't to know he'd be having a snooze. He tired himself out this morning. Anyway, there's far too much quiche for me to eat all by myself.
Oh, well, thanks.
And I'm glad of the company.
Well, from all the cards and flowers, you must have had loads of people here.
Well, I'm especially glad of your company. Go on, tuck in.
Looks great.
You're just back in Ambridge for your lunch, huh?
Oh, no. It's a half day. I've got an assignment to do at home.
Must be a relief having everything at home back to normal. Your mum and Sid seem to have had a great time.
They loved it.
Sid showed us some photos on Sunday.
All them beaches and mountains. It's fantastic. It makes me want to go travelling.
When your mum called in, she was enthusing about some beautiful volcanic island.
Rangitoto.
Ah, that's it. Sounded lovely. Orchids and ferns, parrots.
They loved everything. Except mum chickened out of paragliding.
Oh, yes, she said.
Aren't you having anything?
Oh, I'll eat later. I'm not very hungry.
So how is Jack?
Well, the nurse says he's not doing too badly.
That's good.
And he managed to struggle round the living room on his own this morning.
So he's getting better.
He's so frail, Fallon.
Oh.
He hasn't got his balance back at all. I was terrified he was going to fall over.
But he didn't?
No, but only because he hung onto the mantelpiece and the backs of the chairs.
I guess it'll take time. I mean, it must have been a real shock to his system.
Oh, yes. He's always been so full of life and energy.
He will get better, Peggy.
I hope so. Yes, you're probably right. It all takes time. And you don't want to hear me being miserable.
Oh, it's all right. And to be honest, it'll do me good to think about something else for a change.
Oh, dear. You're still thinking about Luke.
I can't help it. I know that I didn't know him very long, but I just keep picturing him sleeping in doorways and back with all those wasters. It was horrible.
Addicts don't understand the way they make other people suffer.
Well, it doesn't mean to hurt anyone.
No, of course not. I'm sorry, dear. Don't let me stop you eating. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you.
What's that?
The pub games night. What do your mum and Sid think of our idea?
Oh, they love it. We can't keep Sid away from the bar skills.
Here we are, not too many.
Oh, that's only a couple.
Very easily.
Not many more.
I don't say should be here at all.
You volunteered?
Can we have a rest now?
Oh, all right. Just for a moment.
You see why you don't store them all in the garden?
Dad.
Makes sense if you've got more patio jobs coming up.
What's the point of having the field if we don't use it? Plus the corrugated keeps them hidden from the road.
Edward should be opening up me. She's day off.
He's better off having a driving lesson.
Waste of money paying for them.
Of course it isn't.
He drives as well as I do already.
Yeah, that's why he needs a proper lesson. Here, look, you ready to start again?
Oh, I ain't so sure I should. I got a sort of twitch in my arms, you know, Eddie, like I strained something.
Out of the way then, and I'll do it myself. He's only got till next Tuesday to get it right.
Or it's his test, isn't
it? Yeah. He don't let on. Well, he's getting nervous.
Here, you ain't expecting me to help unload this lot at the other end, eh?
No, I'll do it. Shift over.
See, like this, I'd be back in the warm.
I'll drop you home in a minute.
Aye,
aye.
Harry said I'd find you up here.
And what can we do for you, David, aren't you?
Well, a signature would be nice.
You've had the tenancy agreement drawn up.
Yeah, see for yourself.
All written out proper, eh?
Yeah, I do should do it.
Good idea.
Want it nice and official.
Oh, better than banknotes, Eddie. Better than banknotes.
So you'll be able to put the barn up again.
You're only asking 200 a year.
Well, we said it'd be a nominal rent.
That's every year, is it?
Of course it is, Dad.
Clarifying matters.
Take no notice.
Well, if you're satisfied with it.
Oh, I've written me out, David Archer. Very satisfied indeed.
Then all you need to do is sign at the bottom.
Ah, well, you have to come back to the house for that.
It's all right. I've got a pen in the van.
No. He's played fair with us. We're going to play fair with him.
Eh? Oh, yeah.
You're coming to keep your Scottish with us, David Archer.
Oh, well, to be honest.
I won't take no for an answer. I want you to collect a small token of our gratitude.
Yeah, okay. You pick him up from school tomorrow instead. We'll collect him on Friday and have him stay over, all right? Yeah, bye, Kathy. What was that about? Oh, sorting out when we're having Jamie.
No, before that, when you were talking about Lucy.
How long have you been here, Wigan?
Well, I can't help hearing if you're going to be so loud.
Oh, can't you now?
No, Kathy, Lucy and I got on fine.
I don't like to badmouth her.
We had so much fun together, as is.
Alan!
Good job you aren't Pinocchio. You and Lucy couldn't stand the sight of each other.
Well, maybe I was a little economical with the truth.
A little? You made it sound like you were best mates.
Well, I ain't giving her the satisfaction, am I? She never got on with Lucy neither. And it's not like I didn't try. Lucy hardly said two civil wars to me the whole time.
Wow. She's an idiot. It's her loss.
Oh, thanks, sweetheart. Oh, and while I remember...
Hello?
Oh, come on through, Bert.
Is that all right?
Yeah, Frieda were wondering what happened to you.
I got caught up unexpectedly.
She was taking the rubbish out a minute ago.
Yeah, Mike Tucker collared me.
Oh?
Yeah, he was telling me all about the work he's doing at Lower Loxley.
Oh, I had that all lunchtime.
Another crud barn again. I got it last night when I was collecting glasses.
Look, it's interesting, really. Now he's got a portable sawmill over there, he can cut the timber exactly the size.
Yeah, he said.
And I'd never thought about storing it under tarpaulin so it can breathe.
Well, don't let us hold you up, Bertie. Frieda will be thinking you're lost.
Oh, yeah, well, we can have that. Head to back, you say?
She was a minute ago.
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you. Emma left a message when you was out.
What's she want?
Something about Will's birthday party.
Shh, that's meant to be a surprise.
Well, who's going to hear? Not everyone goes around earwigging like you, Fallon.
What does she say?
Oh, best give her a ring. She's got a favour to ask.
One.
Oh, that's great, thanks.
Two.
Oh, no, really.
Don't worry, Dad put them aside especially.
Three. Oh. All yours.
And there are three biggest bottles and all.
Honestly, there's no need.
Our pleasure, David Archer. One good turn deserves another.
Well, that's very kind, but it's an awful lot.
Don't worry, our scrumpy soon disappears.
I'm sure.
You just sit there a minute.
Oh, actually, I ought to be going.
Not till you've helped celebrate the new agreement.
Oh, didn't realise you were pouring one for me.
See what you think of this here.
A drawing of the pole barn.
Mm. Cheers.
Cheers.
It's to go with me letter to the planning department.
That's pretty potent.
Oh, yeah, very fine batch. You see, we've got to notify the council the barn's going up again.
Thing is, now we got 13 acres, they can't stop us.
Only we have to wait 28 days before actually starting.
In case he wants to be open.
Well, let's hope not.
If we don't hear anything, up it goes again.
Here, what you notice about the drawing, eh? It ain't going to be one bit different from what it was in the first place.
Right.
We're getting the letter written and sent off this afternoon. Who's it going to?
Oh, I don't know. There's a paper clip or something.
Ooh. Look, the scrumpy's really quite something, but I've got to get back and scrape the yard, so you don't mind.
Oh, no. We'll finish your glass off for you.
Oh, thanks.
And you've still got plenty to take home.
Yeah. Great.
You got your copy of the contract?
Yeah, safe and sound. So, I'll leave you to it.
Oh, by the way, if you see that brother-in-law of yours...
Which one?
Alistair. Can you remind him he still owes me a few quid?
You get the door for the man, Eddie.
He knows about it, does he?
Oh, yeah. This is going back a week or two.
Yeah, okay then.
It's not urgent, mind. Busy vet like you must be easy to lose track of a measly few quid.
You're letting a draft in.
Well, if I see him, I'll let him know. I'll see ya.
Yeah, bye. Oh, at last. Justice is done.
That's worked out very nicely.
Well, give us a glass, Eddie. Don't want his drink to go to waste.
200 quid. It's a real bargain.
I'm very tempted to put an extra little bit in the drawing.
Oh, yeah.
A miserable nosy Parker fainting when she sees the barn up again.
Then just know.
She'll have an attack of the vapors when she hears.
I certainly hope so.
For once it's come out right for us.
Oh, say.
Just shows, Eddie. They can throw what they like at us, Eddie, but you can't keep a good family down.
Greg is feeling wired.
See the creosoting later.
Oh, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I want to finish patching the old rearing fans before we start the new one.
Okay.
Give us a hand with the mesh.
Had some good news last night.
Did you? Start pulling out?
Yeah. Darren said yes. You know, my mate from school.
Hold it there.
Actually, it's easier for him to do the photos now the wedding's on a Friday, not a Saturday.
Vicar's agreed, has he?
Yeah, we were lucky. The week before we'd have been in trouble.
All right, that's all against the frame. Because it's in the right place.
Yeah, it's all coming together nicely. Darren usually photographs second-hand cars for ads in the Echo.
Will.
But he knows his way around a camera. That's the main thing, I suppose.
Take it right to the end, will you? We can't hammer it on.
It seemed much easier than trying to tackle all your concerns over the phone.
Thanks. No, it's good of you, Bishop.
Not at all. So, Alan, your rural homelessness project?
Well, I don't have anything set in stone yet.
But you do have some ideas.
Yeah, I'm very aware of the lack of accommodation for homeless people in my parishes, especially for those with drug problems.
And this awareness has partly arisen because of the boy.
Luke, yes. Yeah. Yes, it was so depressing trying to get help for him while he was struggling to come off drugs.
I know you were very committed to him.
The trouble was, I didn't know what to do for the best. If we'd had access to appropriate accommodation or some kind of rehab centre close by, he couldn't stand the hostel in Borchester. That's why he had to come and stay with me.
The Elm Centre, yes, I can imagine. It's quite rough over there.
Yeah, vulnerable kids in town are easy pickings for dealers. While he was in Ambridge, he had a chance. If there'd been any professional help to call on, he might have made it. Perhaps I wouldn't have messed up so badly.
Alan, are we talking about better support for young homeless people? Or about you feeling that you don't measure up?
No, I mean, this isn't about me. No, I want the church in Borsetshire to spearhead a campaign for some kind of hostel.
You see, I don't think you failed at all. You dealt with an extremely difficult situation very well.
I didn't do the lad much good.
I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you made me welcome. You gave Luke a home. You listened to him. Something I suspect not many other people have done recently.
Well, probably not.
And you showed him a different way of living if he chose to take it. But it was his choice, not yours.
I know.
You can't take that right away from anyone. Even those you care for.
No.
I know it's not easy to stand by and watch someone make the wrong choice, is it?
If only I could have grabbed him before he left. You see, I've been called out and I wasn't there.
What would you have done? Physically held on to him for the rest of the day? For the rest of the week?
Well, I appreciate what you're saying, but I still think it might have turned out differently if there'd been someone local to get help.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm very happy to look at what we're doing for the young homeless in Borsetshire, but first, you have to accept that you are not to blame for Luke.
Well,
you gave him all the help he was willing to accept. No one could have done any more.
I'm sorry. It's just I've had so many doubts.
Perhaps you should give yourself some credit instead. And you held your sleep out? A very positive way of translating your concern into action.
Maybe I have been letting Luke cloud my judgment.
That's not quite what I said.
But whatever's got me started on this road, surely as Christians we have to find ways to move beyond just talking and actually do something to help people.
Absolutely.
That's why I raised the idea of a hostel amongst my parishioners. But it's like I'd sprouted two heads.
Ah, yes. I happened to be speaking to one of the wardens at Pennyhasset the other day.
Yeah, they weren't too happy with the idea, did they?
And I take it you haven't had a better response elsewhere.
Well, one or two of the young people have been quite open-minded, but the reaction I got from the St. Stephen's PCC...
That's the meeting that prompted you to call me.
Yeah, normally they're so willing to get stuck in. Fundraising, church events...
Yes, they wasn't very good in Ambridge.
But this time, everyone was panicking about the village becoming a haven for junkies, travellers moving in. Another minute they'd have accused me of starting World War III.
Oh, dear.
I must have gone all the wrong way about asking. The trouble is, Bishop, I don't know how to move the idea on.
Well, there's one very simple way.
What's that?
Get rid of your current congregations and find some new ones. That should simplify things. Or...
Yes?
Perhaps you need to work from where they are, not from where you'd like them to be.
Yeah, Grandad's really made up about it.
Hold it short.
Oh, sorry. He's got to wait a month to see if the council don't say nothing, and then the barn goes up again.
Let's get this top corner sorted.
Yeah, I'll come round a bit. That should do it. First time I called in last night, oh, he were wrecked. He'd been celebrating all afternoon.
Mind your hand.
Oh, is that okay?
Yeah.
I was so embarrassed. I'd called in with them. We'd been to the vicarage.
There's a couple more.
They're firming up the change of date.
Oh, yeah?
And of course, while we were there, Alan talked us into going to marriage preparation classes.
And?
Oops, sorry. Can't do any harm. He says you do all sorts about communicating properly.
Will.
Resolving conflicts, expectations.
Give it a rest.
What?
It's been non-stop all day. You're not the only one who ever got married, you know.
I know.
So stop going on about it and keep your mind on your work.
So what do you think?
Yes, I can see it makes good sense.
Supporting the existing facilities will provide your parishioners with a care focus.
Yeah, you're right. The clinic and hostel in Borchester could do with all the help they can get. The Elms Centre looks so run down.
And it isn't simply a question of raising money. Clearly, this is an area where you're prompted to action.
Yes.
I know you have tremendous commitments already, but, Alan, if you were able to offer even an hour or two of your time to help at one of the centres...
Well, that's a thought. If nothing else, I might learn a bit more about what these kids need.
And perhaps if your parishioners see you actively working with the homeless, it might prompt some of them to get involved as well.
You're right, Bishop. Perhaps I have got something to offer.
Of course you have.
There are lots of practical things I can do to raise awareness as well. I'll give it some more thought.
Good.
Now, I know I've taken up a lot of your time.
Oh, there was one other thing, Alan.
Yes?
The Darrington Rectory.
Oh, yes, yes, I noticed when I drove past. Nothing seems to be happening.
Unfortunately, the subsidence is more extensive than we first realised.
Oh.
And, to complicate matters, we've had an offer made on the property.
Well, even though it's crumbling?
From Watson's, the developer. They want to knock it down and put up some apartments.
Well, it's a big place. Amy and I were rattling round in there on our own.
They're offering a very good price, so we'll have to consider it.
Oh, I should grab it. The diocese needs the funds.
In the meantime, if you've no objection, we'll extend the lease on the Ambridge Vicarage for another 3 months.
Oh, that's fine. Suits us down to the ground.
And if the rectory sells, we'll make sure that you and Amy are properly provided for elsewhere.
Well, that's a relief. And thanks again.
I'm doing sausage and mash. Will loves it.
Proper little housewife, aren't you?
No, only once in a while.
Well, don't let him get used to it. You don't want it to be that sort of a marriage.
It won't be. Oh, there's plenty if you want to stay. Oh,
no, I've scrounged enough meals already this week.
How come?
Well, Mrs. Woolley gave me lunch yesterday, and then Deck bought me a sandwich this afternoon.
Who's Deck?
The guy who's DJing for Will's party.
I thought you said he's... No, Vine or something.
A Vinyl Lionel, yeah. That's his tag. He's really called Deck. Well, Derek, but he hates Derek.
Oh, you've saved my life. I had no idea what to do for the music.
Yeah, he wanted the work. And Will still doesn't know?
Nope, he hasn't got a clue about it.
He isn't suspicious, seeing you sneak around and organising things.
No, he thinks it's all for the wedding. I've been doing that as well.
Now, how's it going?
Brilliant. I've sorted the food. Oh, the catering department at college is doing it.
Joking?
No, I rang one of my tutors. Some other students run this little company that does weddings and things.
Oh, yeah?
And it was a good price, which is lucky, because Mum and Dad are forking out enough as it is.
Well, you've got the room for free.
Yeah, but, well, then there's the flowers and cars and drink.
That'll cost plenty.
Plus, they've got to pay for all the bridesmaids' dresses.
They'll be broke by the time you finish.
No. See, that is where I'm being clever. I finally got Mum and Dad to borrow some money from me.
To pay for the wedding?
To pay for the planning application for the new house. That way, they don't have to borrow from the bank, so they save money on interest, so they've got a bit more to spend on the wedding.
You know, for a microsecond, I almost knew what you were on about.
It doesn't matter.
Hiya!
Hiya! Oh, Fallon's here!
Oh, it's okay, I'm going in a minute.
Oh, all right, Fallon.
Hi.
Oh, brilliant, I'm starved. So, what you two been gossing about?
The wedding, of course.
I might have known.
So, what sort of day have you had?
Oh, don't ask.
Is he still being awkward?
Yeah, he's been in a real strop.
Who's this?
Greg.
He's a right miserable git.
He has been this week.
Ever since the accident.
I reckon I'm getting off lightly, though. Helen gets the worst of it.
How do you mean?
Oh, like this afternoon. She knows he's working late, so she brings him some really nice sandwiches from Ambridge Organics.
Oh, that's good of her.
Only he bit her head off for it. Says he don't need fussing over.
Not worth fussing over, more like.
Oh, that's fine, Sheila.
I thought you'd want to know.
Oh, yes, it's good news. So, now we've contacted the insurers.
They're going to arrange to have the lectern and chairs made and delivered when ready.
Ah, any idea when that'll be?
Early summer, they said. June, probably.
Well, that's something to look forward to. And thanks for doing that.
Oh, not at all. And,
Yes?
Dare I ask how your meeting with the bishop went?
Well, did I tell you I was seeing him?
No, but I had to phone his office about the insurance, and his secretary just happened to mention that...
I see. Quite a bush telegraph.
I know it's none of my business.
No, I don't mind at all. You can imagine what I was seeing him about.
The homelessness project?
Yes. And he made a lot of sense.
Is he in favour of a hostel?
No. No, he's not. I can't pretend I'm not disappointed.
Oh, I know you were very keen on the idea.
Yes. But he's encouraged me to look at the problem from a fresh angle.
Janet always found him very helpful.
Oh, he is. And he's come up with plenty of other things that we can do for people like Luke.
I like the way he comes at a problem sideways, if you see what I mean.
Yes, he's given me a new perspective.
Good. I'm glad. I was afraid that after Tuesday, well...
What?
You might have lost a little of your enthusiasm for shaking us all up.
Shaking you up? That's not what I'm about at all.
No, of course not, Alan.
No, it isn't. It's just, occasionally, a parish needs some of its attitudes challenging.
And that's where you come in.
Well, let's say we may still have a few skirmishes further down the road. But isn't that what makes life interesting?
Lillian is ministering to the sick.
It's very nice of you.
Well, I promise, Mum.
But it really isn't necessary.
I could see she was worried about leaving you on your own.
I'll be all right. She's only gone shopping, not to Timbuktu.
Of course, you know the best way to stop Mum fretting.
She doesn't need to.
Start moving around some more. Show her you're on the mend.
I've tried my best.
Really? She's let me into a little secret.
Oh?
She says you haven't been doing your exercises often enough.
They're very awkward.
Well, because you're not doing them regularly.
Because they hurt.
Well, let's give her a lovely surprise. Let's tell her you've had a real go at them while she was out.
Oh, no.
She showed me what you've got to do.
I don't want to.
Yeah, just the one where you flap your foot about. 10 times, and then we can forget all about them.
Oh, really?
Go on, it'll stop your ankle swelling up.
10 times, and that's it.
That's it. That's the way. Well done. Very good.
What?
Nothing. Makes you look rather like a seal, that's all. Go on, carry on.
Oh, dear.
Hey, you're meant to be checking the pens, not shifting bales.
I'm trying to close the gaps.
Oh.
The lambs will be born freezing. You've left drafts everywhere.
All right. Well, once I've got all the bales in place this end, I'll straighten them up.
You sure you're capable?
Yes, thank you for your sympathy.
And you don't deserve any.
Oh, a thumping headache and a heartless wife.
Well, you've only yourself to blame.
But just good manners.
Yeah.
Well, they've gone to the trouble of giving me 3 bottles. I had to try one of them.
He certainly did, again and again.
Now, what happens is that the first glass kind of deadens your taste buds, so the second one slips down much more easily.
So I gathered. Bring it over.
Little Miss Perfect, just because you've been exercising all week.
Well, I haven't.
Salsa night Monday, practising last night.
That doesn't count.
It was like Havana in the living room, you and Pip flinging yourselves around.
She insisted on having a go, and I needed the practice.
You should have invited Usha over.
I did. But she had another sitting.
It's going to be some masterpiece with all the work Ashok's putting into
it. He still wanted to look at it. She's convinced he's going to make her look huge.
When's the great unveiling, then?
He's aiming to have it ready for the end of next week. I hope she likes it.
Well, if she doesn't, give her some Grundy Scrumpy. A couple of swigs. Everything looks different.
Good girl, good girl. But you saw what I meant?
Oh, yeah. It was very slight, but she was definitely protecting this leg. Have you got a good hold? I want to check for tenderness.
Oh, Marty's very placid, aren't you, Belle?
Well, I hope so.
Steady, steady.
Oh, that's all right.
We had a good giggle about her dad. Amy says he's like one of those toys you knock down and it bounces straight back up again.
Well, so he's got no hard feelings about the hostel.
He seemed much more settled last night.
Well, let's try this side.
Good girl, good girl, good girl.
Oh, yeah, there's a little discomfort. But I'm not sure why.
I couldn't see anything either.
When's Ronnie coming over?
About 4-ish.
Well, I'll make sure I'm back. We'll get him to take the shoe off, see if it's something or nothing.
In the meantime?
No, just keep her in. Don't think it's serious.
Oh, we'll soon get you right, Marcy.
I'd better get to Overton and Brookfield to sort out their PDs.
Oh, you will call in at the school, won't you, to sort out Daniel's trip?
Don't worry. I'll give the cheque to Miss Hope in person.
It might be worth going to the bank first.
I'm not sure I'll have time.
Just to be on the safe side.
I'll see. Oh, didn't think Leanne was in today.
Oh, yeah, she's swapped with Joanne.
So we can expect Christopher Carter to turn up after school?
What?
Haven't you noticed?
He doesn't come here because of Leanne.
Oh, no.
He just likes horses.
Oh, of course he does.
No, really. I had a good talk with him. I've got him putting out hay nets and helping with the grooming.
Sheila, open your eyes. It's not horses Christopher's interested in. It's Leanne in her jodhpurs.
There now. Well done.
Would have been a lot easier if you just passed me the paper.
What good would that have done you?
Oh,
Don't forget, I've had a lot of experience with leg injuries.
Really?
Mainly with horses, admittedly. But the principles are the same.
I see.
You treat the wound, and then you get some movement going before the poor creature seizes up completely. I found tubbing or poulticing usually did the trick. Of course, sometimes they're beyond anyone's help.
Lillian?
Is there something I can do for you?
I'm all right. Why don't you make yourself a cup of tea or look round the garden?
That's very thoughtful of you, but I'm perfectly happy keeping you company.
Ah.
Oh, it'd be nice to spend time with horses again. Never had much chance on Guernsey. But all that's going to change. I expect Shula could do with some help now and then.
Yes.
I'd like to use the old skills again.
I think Peggy will be back soon.
Well, she hasn't been gone that long.
Which seems ages. And I know you must be very busy.
It's lovely of you, Jack, but I couldn't think of leaving you on your own.
Oh. You're quite sure?
I promised Mum, and a promise is a promise.
I see.
Mind you, if things had gone according to plan, I'd be in Felpersham now. With Adam. I need to freshen up my wardrobe, and he's bound to have a good eye for clothes, don't you think?
What? Oh, yes.
Oh, who's that from?
What? Oh, the big card.
Oh, you are popular. From the editor and all your friends at the Echo. Oh, that's nice. So many well wishes.
Sometimes people can be too kind. I don't need fussing over.
Oh, Betty and Susan. Oh, I'm from Sir Sidney and Mercedes. I'm surprised you still got the strength to put pen to paper.
He's very well, the last I heard.
Yeah, but he's at that age, isn't he?
He's not much older than I am.
Oh, now what's this doing back here?
Oh, that's a present from Sid and Jolene.
Oh, what a sprightly fellow.
It's a Maori fertility carving.
What on earth's it doing, getting behind all the cards and flowers?
Your mother hasn't decided the best place for it yet.
Why not pop it in the hall and hang your hat on it?
Well, hardly, Lillian.
Perhaps not. You don't want to try the wiggling exercise?
No, thank you.
Oh, well, maybe it's best not to overdo things. Scrabble?
I was hoping to finish the paper.
Oh, it's only a thought. See, the frustrating thing is he's actually got to be in Felpisham anyway.
Hmm?
Adam, for a course. Learning how to put up polythene tunnels or something, so he can make his fortune in fruit.
The multi-bay system's a good idea. He was telling me about
it. Is he like someone there when I'm trying on a dress? Apparently it was impossible. He's got to become a professor of strawberries or something. So, here I am.
Yes.
I suppose it's worked out for the best. You'd have been stuck on your own otherwise.
Oh, there's someone at the door.
Now, are you going to try and answer it?
No, you go, Lillian. They'll be gone by the time I get there.
All right. Only because you've done very well otherwise this morning. And if that's the postman with a great big cheque, hold on.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Oh, Shula. Lovely to see you. Come in.
Thanks. I'm holding the phone for Mum.
Oh, how is he? Well, leg's still completely crook. And to be frank, he looks worse now than when I arrived.
Oh, what a shame. I've brought him some magazines.
Shula.
You'd best go and say hello. But don't tire him out.
No, I won't. So, what's the news, Jack? How are you this morning?
Very well, and it's so nice to see you.
Thank you.
Shula's brought some magazines for you, isn't that thoughtful?
Mm. Alistair picked them up from a chap who breeds bull terriers.
You know, you've come at exactly the right moment. Lillian was just saying she wants to spend some time at the stables.
Oh, really?
Well, I was telling Jack how much I've missed regular contact with horses.
Well, you're welcome to call in whenever you like.
What better time than the present? You wouldn't mind, would you, Shula?
No, we can always use an extra pair of hands.
Oh, I'd love to. But I can't leave, not till Mum comes back.
No, really, I insist. You've given up so much time already.
Are you sure?
Lillian, I'd feel terrible if you stayed a minute longer.
So, 39 needs inseminating again?
Otherwise, they've all taken.
In normal circumstances, I'd be pleased.
With TB, you've just got to keep going and hope for the best.
That's what we keep telling ourselves. Want the towel?
Oh, please.
And how about the cup of tea?
Actually, I was going to ask... Oh, dear, this is awkward.
Well, what's the matter?
No chance of borrowing a couple of £100, is there?
£200?
Just for a couple of days. I'll invoice for the PDs as normal. I was just hoping you could give me a loan.
Right.
You see, I've made a really stupid mistake.
I'm not sure. I've got about 30 in my purse.
Well, it doesn't matter. I just thought I'd ask.
Hang on a minute. David!
No, it's all right.
Have you got any cash?
Yeah. How much?
But it's really not important.
Alistair needs a couple of hundred.
Blimey. Are you putting your prices up?
No, it's, sorry,
Don't know, about 200, mate. Where's my jacket?
Back of the chair under Alistair's.
Oh, yeah.
It's the silliest thing possible. I went to the cash machine this morning and took out my limit for the day.
Well, you might be in luck.
It's to pay Eddie. He did some work for me.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I meant to pass a message on. He was asking about it.
Was he?
How much you got there?
Let's see. 120.130.
I've got some.
Yeah, then you won't believe how stupid I've been. They're having a clear out at Overton Farm. I jumped at the chance of a second-hand laptop.
That's 170.
And there's usually something in here.
Just as a spare, but of course they wanted cash. I'm sorry to be such a flaming nuisance.
Now, there we go. Here's the float from the meat boxes. That's £200.
Oh, brilliant. Didn't want to make Eddie wait another day.
You'd better count it.
No, that's all right. I'll let you have it back tomorrow.
No, any time over the weekend will do.
Look, Shula's been giving me a bit of a hard time lately. Says I'm getting muddle-headed.
Always sympathetic, that sister of mine.
You know what I'm up against. So, would you mind not saying anything to her?
Sure.
Fine.
Thanks. I'll pay it back tomorrow. Sunday at the latest.
OK.
Thanks again. Oh, Eddie will be relieved.
Sure.
See you, Alistair, and thanks for the PDs.
No problem.
See ya.
Bye.
No, I knew Eddie was on his case. I should have passed the message on.
But not telling Shula.
Well, he's obviously slipped up a couple of times lately. He doesn't want her being sarky.
He doesn't normally make mistakes like that.
Well, perhaps I'm not the only one who's been hitting the Grundy scrumpy.
Maybe that's it.
Let's get on with the other lambing shed. Come on. It's not worth worrying about, love.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.